stomach can produce variety. It gives the example of like a seed of rice that produces so many forms of
when
rice.
When we talk about
stages
the
of the plant.
Rebirth consciousness, it collects all the karma which is possible to produce result in that life, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Like after being born, what happens, fame or things, pain or pleasant feeling, all conditioned by different karmas, which is collected to condition the rebirth consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have this rebirth consciousness, which is the result of kusala karma, mahavipaka, all of us. But why that?
I thought it was because of other karma that are support karma
for
that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, one kusala karma born in, but then because of some other akusala karma, some
can condition the function of supporting or destroying or
destroying
so forth.
But in this case, it's not an example of supporting or destroying. It's an example of new karma.
When
it
does talk about
it destroy. It replaces the strong current
temporarily
will replace for
and the other
time.
Thing
but it cannot change the rebirth consciousness.
No.
But the other karma can produce result.
But what about the jutitita? It will not change that either.
Because
jutti would be the same.
But the sankhipa one and jutti must be the same.
And the other thing is, I read that the result of this first javana citta, because it's weak, it can only condition ahechika cittas. So normally one would expect, for example, if there is birth with ahechika cittas, person would be handicapped or blind. But if it's in this case when Surya changed to a woman, but not handicapped or blind or something like that.
When we talk about the result of the first javana, it can produce result in this life.
Yes.
Nobody knows now is the result of the first javana.
Yes.
Of what karma?
Yes.
No one can.
You cannot tell. No.
Cannot
no.
tell the karma
no.
and the vipaka.
No.
The ajintai.
Unknowable.
Unknowable. Yes.
But would you say that result was like support or destructive karma or not?
The
well,
akusala,
kind of
the akusala karma destroy the
result.
Kusala.
Yes.
That
means the effect of the kusala doesn't.
The result. That's all.
Does that? Answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
good. Thank you.
Yeah, I think one point that just came up, because we were saying that there's one karma that conditions the rebirth, but I think what Ajahn said is that all the different karmas is like a consolidation of different karmas that conditions the rebirth. Is that right?
No, the continuity of life, right?
Okay, one karma condition one life, one rebirth consciousness, but that karma has the collection of the karmas in previous life, which is possible to produce result in such state.
Oh.
Like for the king.
It's like
for the
in the latent tendency sort of way.
And
that
also karma. That's why the citta collects the kilesa and the karma and the vipaka in it. Mm-hmm. One citta at a time.
Right. Everything is accumulated at that moment. So the other kinds of, even if the rebirth is result of kusala karma, the other akusala karmas are, the tendency is there already.
Like the elephant or an ant, what about fame and fortune for them?
Some elephants get to be famous.
It doesn't know.
No, it doesn't know it's famous.
But we can't say it's kusala vipaka, we don't know.
So it collects.
Is that what it means when it says
all the possible karma which can produce itself in that life only?
Is that what it means when it says in the Visuddhimagga to know that karma is also difference? There's difference within
different
the
function,
within the
range.
Karma.
Yeah. Some
because
can produce result in this life,
others.
some can produce in other life. That is the strength of karma. Mm-hmm. And different time too.
When you say collects all, I mean, it's like now each cheetah has all the tendencies, everything is collected. So it's just like now with a cheetah collecting, everything is collected. And
so it depends on other pachya for karma to produce result when time comes for that particular karma. Like now, it's not time for death.
Hopefully. We don't know.
Hopefully. And one other quick sort of technical question which we had on the van down on the topic of space. Paina was also interested when we talk about, for example, the open space, for example, like the open space in the sky, but she was pointing out it's not just open because there are other elements like temperature.
Let me talk about that, which there is no temperature and things.
Mm-hmm. So the space, and not the temperature part.
The unconditioned. Otherwise, it would be. Otherwise, it would be paricheta rupa in between kalamas. That is conditioned, agasa.
Yeah. So when you talk about the open space, not where there's temperature, but it seems as though there is temperature at every part.
There's no temperature. When we talk about the actual one, which there's no rupa. That when there is not any rupa in there.
But can we say it's up here or
okay, like up there? When you think of oxygen and heat and temperature, there. And what else? See, what else is the space? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean there is always temperature and rupa, tattoo. But what about when there's no, like, hardness is hardness. What about that which is not hard there? What is that? There is something. Otherwise, there must be hardness, no space.
Well, I just understood that as the paricheta rupa.
Yeah, if we can understand paricheta rupa, talk about whenever there is no paricheta, no Mahaputta Rupa at all,
no,
we don't think of Kalapa.
Then it's not this world.
Yes.
What about, for example, in water? Because in water it seems there's
you see,
pressure.
You understand the Paricheta Rupa? Talk about temperature. And when there's no temperature, what's that?
Well, it's not Mahabhuta Rupa.
So what is it?
Yeah.
That is what that's we say, agasa.
I don't know where that is.
There must be. It doesn't mean there is always.
Otherwise, it'd be full of temperature and hardness.
Yeah.
Otherwise, can one say there would be like solidity mm-hmm. everywhere? It would mm-hmm. be like every kalapa has hardness and temperature. So if it was nothing but hardness kalapas, then you wouldn't be able to put your arms through.
I understand those as each one has such a extreme range of characteristic from hardness to softness. So that to me, there was enough variety within the Mahabhuta Rupas to accommodate a type of rupa. I couldn't imagine a place where it cannot be accommodated. So I am not sure.
So now, Mahaputta Rupa?
Yeah, anywhere.
Even there's no touching.
Even there's no touching.
Mahaputta Rupa? Well, she would say that even when there's touching,
there's
there is some
temperature out here,
some
everywhere.
Air motion or some.
Always?
Always temperature. If it
well,
seems,
not
it
always
seems.
Experienced, but.
But without the hardness, Mahaputta, can there be temperature?
No, but it's so small. There can be so many.
But it's the smallest than the small.
Nothing. Nothing.
That is agasa.
No.
Nothing.
That's the smallest. Is still rupa.
The other thing that some people say is that this akasa, the open space, will actually, if you, it just becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. It's just the same as parichheda rupa between the kalapas. So actually, there's no distinction between the parichheda rupa, the conditioned akasa, and the bigger space, because it's just smaller and smaller. So like how the space
when
in the
you
cavity.
Say that there is always temperature. It means that whenever you feel, then you think that there's always temperature, even if it's unseen.
Unexperienced.
Yeah, unexperienced. But there must be other rupa too, which divides the temperature.
Sorry?
There must be a reality which divides the temperature,
yeah,
not the same.
Parichheda
rupa, but it's wider than that. More than that,
not
that you can go through it.
Separate.
You cannot go through this,
no.
But you can go through that because it's wider.
When it says it takes the one that cannot be scratched, is that referring to this one or both kinds? To
any kind, because
any?
There's nothing tangible there.
Yeah, so any kind, both kinds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is that, the agasa.
I can accommodate in my mind everything under parichheda rupa, and I don't. I cannot conceive of the one that.
Can you touch parichheda rupa?
No.
And can one say, for example, in the water, if there wasn't the open space, then the fish wouldn't be able. One wouldn't be able to swim through. So there must be not just parichheda,
water, right?
You can touch water.
Water. So water is not parichheda.
You can touch it, so it's not parichheda, but it can't be open space if you can touch it.
But when there's touching, there is
the rupa.
Yeah.
The rupa, yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry, yes, not the parichheda. Mm-hmm. You touch the rupa.
Mm-hmm.
But if there were nothing but the kalapas with the parichheda rupa,
the
you wouldn't be...
in the ears.
You must be...
the hole in
space.
The ears.
Yes. This is the open space. Yeah.
No hole in the
There's
ears.
There's a hole, but it's as much a concept as any other kind of.
But when you
non-reality.
But what
objects.
You touch is not the hole in the ear.
No,
you touch tangible objects.
Yeah.
And that is the space in the ear.
Yeah.
No that space.
Area.
We just talk about that. The space.
Well, that space is full of oxygen and other things.
It
it's not
matter.
Nothing.
It doesn't matter you call it, but there is the space.
Must be open space as well.
Mm. And we talked about that it's a reality because it's real. Otherwise, there is no space at all.
Mm.
But since there is space, and space is not tangible object.
So in the water, it seems that there's
space.
Tangible object, but actually there must be space, otherwise one wouldn't be able to move through it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give kind of something to
I
dream
just
about.
I don't understand.
We think that there must be tangible objects so
everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But when we go up and up and up, it's so wider and wider and wider, right?
And
even there is tangible object, but what is in between is wider than here.
Well, I can accept that there are rupas that are of slightly different size, yeah. And therefore the parichheda rupa would be different also.
We can go through without touching it because it's not tangible object.
Mm. When you say rupas of different size, what do you mean?
Well, slightly different, very, very slightly, because there is something that is shape, but I don't know exactly what shape is either.
With a color, can there be shape?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't know.
I think the thing that helps me understand it is knowing that there has to be solidity in every kalapa. So if there's nothing but kalapas with solidity, then how would I be able to move through? This is
they're so small, they just move out of the way, they fall away.
They make way for you, and
when they make way, when all the kalapas get out of the way, what's left?
You're in it.